welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of July 9th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. We want to thank all of our sponsors for the summer reading for this year. They have given of their time, money, or actually gifts that we were able to use for the summer reading and expand on our events for the community to experience and have fun with. But these entities or individuals are the Kearney County Road Department, City of Lakin, Jenny White and Family, Golden Plains Credit Union, Trav's Body Shop Service and Repair, Santa Fe Trail Liquor, The Agency, Dr. Jake M. Jewell, Lakin Automotive Supply, Golden Grain Enterprises, Roxy Brookman, Beamer & Beamer, Colts Sand Company, the Kearney County Hospital, Wheatland Electric, Deerfield Feeders, Syracuse Dairy, the Munson Family, Patricia Gutierrez, Celeste Estes, Bertha Vasquez, Wendy Chico, Tammy Dickey, the Pearson Family, Heidi Gibson, Marcella Montez, Wendy and Gaylor Pearson, Doyne Smith, the Kearney County Bank, Cecilia Enriquez and Family, Nellie Fernandez, Quality Service Integrity, Rachel Davis and Family, Rafael and Myrna Herrera, Stacy Bernhardt, Diego and Claudia Enriquez, The Plain State Bank, Roxy Freddy, and Cindy Craig. Again, a big thank you to all of our sponsors for the summer reading. We couldn't have done as nice of a program without all of your help, so thank you again very much. One of the main things that we're getting ready for in July is the Kearney County Fair, and just some things that are going to be happening is on Monday the 10th, they have the 4-H concession stand sign up. There will also be the new 4-H club meeting at 6 o'clock at the fair building, go clipping at 6 p.m. at the fairgrounds. On Tuesday the 11th, there's 4-H and open class horse show at 9 in the morning. On Wednesday the 12th, there's fashion review and clothing construction judging at 8:30 in the morning. On Thursday is the fair set up at 5 p.m. And then the rodeo will be Saturday 15th and 16th. The parade will be Saturday at 10 a.m. and the rodeo will be at 8 p.m. both evenings on Saturday and Sunday. Some of the contests that's going to be happening at the fair. First off, we have the Lego contest. Legos from kits or original design can be entered. Rules for entry. All divisions will compete against each other. Entry must be made by entrant. Judging will be based on construction quality, creativity, appearance, and age appropriate. Class to enter is under Special Class and Contest, Department 1. The age levels include adult, which is 19 and over, teens, which are 13 through 18, and youth, which is 12 and younger. Prizes will be awarded. The next one is the 2017 Kearney County Fair Royalty Contest, Monday, July 17th at 7 p.m. This contest is open to all female residents of Kearney County, Kansas, between the ages of birth and 19 years. Divisions are as follows. 0 to 3 years is the Little Miss. 4 to 8 years is Princess. 9 to 19 years is the Queen. Ages are as of July 17th, 2017. Winners of the Queen and Princess divisions must be available during the week of July 17th through 20th to perform specific fair duties. For complete details, call Corrine at 353-4464 or pick up an application at the Kearney County Extension Office. All applications are due no later than July 10th. Next, we have the Barn Quilt Contest, and you will need a pre-register to allow ample space for display. There's an adult division and a youth division, which is under 18. Rules of entry is it can be any size, but for the state fair, it must be 2 by 2 foot square, and it needs to be prepared for hanging. Recommendations: use medium density overlay board, prime board with 2 coats of primer, use latex enamel paint. This is for state fair entries, or you can use UV protectant interior exterior paint, which is for county fair entry only, or you can also use suitable paint for interior display, and this is also only for the county fair entry. Original designs are encouraged. If they are copied designs, credit should be given. On Wednesday, July 19th at 5:30 p.m. at the Kearney County Fair, there will be a kiddie tractor pull and watermelon feed. Pre-registration will be available prior to the event at 5 p.m. Just look for the banners. free for ages 4 through 12 years old as of September 11th, 2017. This event is sponsored by the Kearney County Farm Bureau Association. There will also be a decorative pillow contest. Check in on July 17th from 2 to 6 p.m. These pillowcases will go to the Kearney County foster care children. A personal pillowcase of their own assists with the emotional transition to a familiar surrounding. Free patterns and examples can be found at www.allpeoplequilt.com/million-pillowcases/, or you can go to the Kearney County Extension Office. There will be an adult division and a youth division, which is under 18. Rules of entry: all divisions will compete against each other. Entry must be made by entrant. The pillowcase will be made of complementary fabrics of contrasting design. Construction of the pillowcase may include piecework, applique, ruffles, or a combination of methods may be used. Judging will be based on construction quality, creativity, and appearance. Pillowcase will need to fit a pillow of standard size, which is 30 by 20 inches. Class to enter under is Special Classes and Contests, Department 1. The next contest is a free throw contest, which is July 17th through the 19th at 4 p.m. each day. Each contestant will be given an opportunity to attempt 5 basketball free throws. The top scorers will go into a final round Thursday at 4 p.m. The first 20 contestants between ages 10 and 19 sign up for a fee of $1 will be in the contest. To enter, be there no later than 15 minutes before the start of the contest to register. This event is sponsored by Maggie's Mission, Inc. The Kearney County Saddle Club will be having their 67th Rodeo Days. This will be Saturday and Sunday, July 15th and 16th at 8 p.m. at the Laux Park Arena. Stock is furnished by J&J Rodeo Company. Admission for adults is $7. 7 to 14-year-olds, $3. 6 years and under are free. On Saturday the 15th at 10 in the morning, there will be the rodeo parade, but judging will be at 9:30 in the morning. Line up at the High Plains Retirement Village, then the parade will go down Main Street and return to the High Plains Retirement Village. The theme for the parade is Stir Up Some Fun at the Rodeo. Prizes for youth and adult divisions will be awarded for Best Dressed Cowgirl and Cowboy Contest and Bicycle Decorating Contest. After the parade, the Kearney County Historical Society will sponsor an ice cream social at the museum. Saturday and Sunday night, special event is Otis Jennings Memorial Ranch-Style Bronc Riding. Saturday night features Championship Stick Horse Race for 12 and under, sponsored by Subway. And Saturday night dance follows the rodeo. The Clay Davenport will be performing, and the admission is free with a ticket to the rodeo. On Sunday at 6:30 p.m., there will be a pork barbecue included with the cost of the ticket for the first 350 people. Sunday night will be Junior Barrel Race for 14 and under. This will be a $5 entry fee. And Sunday night also features a calf scramble. The Deerfield Summer Celebration newsletters will be sent out, which will feature new events for this year to include hot air balloon rides, paper airplane contest, model rocket launch, airplane flyover, and birds of prey show. Sporting events will be human foosball, fun run walk, 3-on-3 basketball, horseshoes, and sand volleyball. Kids' activities will be water games, Spartan train rides, dig for dough, games in the park, and free swimming. Entertainment for this year will be the Kansas Anvil Shooter. There will be an art show, parade, and a motorcycle run, dance, and fireworks. And there is lots of opportunities to eat delicious food throughout the celebration. We are still looking for volunteers to make Deerfield Summer Celebration a success. If you are interested in volunteering, please call 426-6373 for more information. For the Deerfield Summer Celebration Art Show, they are kind of doing things a little differently. Artists may offer their works for sale. There is no limit to the number of entries. Individuals will still have the opportunity to vote for the Best of Show Award for a cash prize. Please bring entries to the Deerfield Community Center on Thursday, July 20th. For the parade entries, please call 426-6373 to let us know if you or your organization, business, or church plans to have a vehicle, float, or walkers in the summer celebration parade. Some of the summer programs for the Deerfield Recreation Commission are Tot Lot is for ages 6 and under, and that is on Tuesdays 10 to 11 a.m. at Chotsky's Place, and this is free. Kids Art is on Tuesday, July 11th, 1:30 to 3 p.m. at Chotsky's Place. The fee is $5 per class or $25 for all. Crochet is on Wednesdays until July 25th, and they meet from 2 to 4 p.m. at Chotsky's Place. Adults and kids 10 and up, there is a fee of $10 per month plus supplies. Adult Painting and Pinterest will be on July 13th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. at Chotsky's Place. There's a fee for $10 to $20 per class. The Farm Service Agency is having elections this year for LAA No. 2. The LLA No. 2 is located in the southwest one-third of the county and includes the Heartland and Kendall townships. Eric Wright has served for 6 years on the county committee for LAA No. 3 and is eligible for nomination and re-election. To become a nominee, eligible individuals must sign nomination form FSA-669A. The form includes a statement that the nominee agrees to serve if elected. Nomination forms for the 2017 election must be postmarked or received in the local USDA Service Center by close of business on August 1, 2017. Agricultural producers who participate or cooperate in an FSA program may be eligible for candidacy for the county committee. Individuals may nominate themselves or others as a candidate. Additionally, organizations representing minority and women farmers or ranchers may nominate candidates. Nomination forms are filed for the county committee of the office that administers a producer's farm records. If you are changing bank accounts, remember that all FSA payments should be electronically transferred into your bank account. In order to make timely payments, you need to notify the office if you close your account or if your bank is purchased by another financial institution. Payments can be delayed if we are not aware of changes to account and routing numbers. Dates to remember for the FSA on July 15th. This is the reporting deadline for all spring planted crops. Some activities for this upcoming week for the Lakeland Recreation Commission. On Sunday the 9th, there is Cal Ripken 10 and Under Tournament, 1 and 3 p.m. Also in the Lakeland community, there's High Plains Country Music Program at 1:30 at the Lakeland Veterans Memorial Building. On Monday the 10th in Lakeland, there's a Fair Board meeting at 6 o'clock. There's a Kearney County Saddle Club meeting at 7 o'clock. Deerfield will be having a school board meeting at 7 o'clock. And for the Lakeland Recreation Commission, they have football camp at 9:30 a.m. and a volleyball camp to be announced. For Tuesday of that week in the town of Lakeland, there's an EMT meeting at 6 o'clock at the EMT classroom. Lakeland AA meeting will be at 8 o'clock. In Deerfield, there is a city council meeting at 6 o'clock. And for the Recreation Commission in Lakeland, there's football camp again at 9:30 and volleyball camp to be announced. On Wednesday the 12th for the Lakeland Recreation Commission, there's sewing at 1 o'clock. Co-ed softball will be 7 through 10 p.m. And in Lakeland, there's tops at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and at 8 o'clock is the meeting. There's a city council meeting at 6:30 and a Kearney County Conservation District meeting at 8 o'clock. For the Lakeland Recreation Commission on the 13th, football camp continues at 9:30 in the morning and volleyball camp is to be announced. For the town of Lakeland, there's immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse Office from 9 to 11 and then again from 1 to 3 o'clock. Lakeland Gun Club will meet at 7. There will be an AA meeting at 8. And then in Deerfield, there's a Deerfield Recreation Commission meeting at 7 o'clock. On Saturday the 15th in Lakeland, the Lakeland Dolphin Swim Meet will be at Dodge City. And there's Saturday Night Live Community Worship at the Presbyterian Church at 7 o'clock. Remember, the Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. They'd be glad to see you there to show you the county's artifacts. The Family Health Center has some upcoming sports physicals that you can make appointments for. For the month of July, there are quite a few dates that are available. On July 14th, Dr. Kurt Davis will be having them from 2 to 4:30 p.m. On July 26th, Dr. Lane Olson will be having them from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. On July 28th, Dr. Drew Miller will be having them from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. On July 28th as well, they have Davin Schirmeier, PAC, will be having them from 1:30 to 4:30. On July 31st, Dr. Jonathan Peters will be having them from 9 to 12 noon. And then on July 31st, Aaron Keeley, the PAC, will be having them from 9 to 12 noon. The cost is $20 due at the time of the physical, and this will not be filed with the insurance. All forms that were sent home to you by the school will need to be filled out, signed by a parent, and returned at the time of the appointment. If forms are not filled out completely and or you do not have $20, you will need to reschedule your appointment. To schedule with any of these doctors that I mentioned earlier, you can call 355-7550 or 426-2990. This upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center at 9 o'clock, they have a Boot Hill Casino Day Trip. At 10 o'clock is Path Exercises. On Tuesday the 11th is Coffee at 8, Yoga at 10, and at 3:30 is Crafters Club. On Wednesday, there's Coffee at 8, Path Exercises at 10, 10:45 is Bible Study, and at noon is the meal site. And on that day, the meal will be fish, corn casserole, crunchy slaw, bread, and a dessert. On Thursday the 13th, there's Coffee at 8, Yoga at 10, Essential Oils at 11, and at 1:30 Bingo. Then on Friday the 14th, there's Coffee at 8, Path Exercises at 10, 11 is Nutritional Knowledge, and at 1 o'clock is Bridge. That's going to do it for this week. There's quite a bit of information there. Hope everybody wrote it down. If not, you can go back into the recording and re-listen to it and write it down the second time through. But we hope everybody has a good week next week visiting with their family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.